Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've given this a lot of thought over the last few weeks. And if you've listened to any of what BT and I have been saying about the Giants and their head coaching search, there's been a lot of names that have been thrown out there. It's been, okay, yeah, maybe this guy. Yeah, all right, maybe that guy. Well, I've finally come up with a definitive choice that I want. I don't care if it's realistic or not. It's what I think needs to be done for the New York Giants to finally turn this thing around. And if you are one of those people, and we've heard from some callers, and we've heard, you know, C-Mac or whoever else on the station believing that the Giants have more talent, and, oh, they're just a good coach away. If you are one of those people who believe that this Giants team is more talented than what the record says that they are. Now, I don't think they have great talent. Do I think that they're better than 2-10? I do. I mean, that's not saying much. When you say, they should be better than 2-10, okay, well, what's that saying? Should they have two more wins, 4-8? Is that really good? The answer is no, it's not. But if you are a believer in, well, they got the quarterback in place, well, they have all these studs on defense, they just need a competent defensive coach or coordinator to figure things out, that would, to me, lead you to a veteran head coach. And we've been down this road plenty of times before, with saying they need, it's New York, you don't want a first-time guy, I don't care if it's offensive or defensive coordinator, you need a proven, no doubt about it, head coach, especially if it is not a rebuild. So we can argue about where we think the talent is for the New York Football Giants, but I think it's clear that this is not a total rebuild because of the players that they have in defense and the money that they have invested in the defense, as Evan talked about yesterday on Evan and Tiki. Also, the fact that they have a quarterback in place. This is not a total rebuild. And one of the popular names you're hearing about, wow, Mike McCarthy, well, he won a Super Bowl. Good head coach, going to raise the floor. Okay, maybe in the postseason, he's not going to have great success, but at least get this team to the next level. Which leads me to my definitive choice to be the next head coach of the NYG. And that's Bill Belichick. It has to be Bill Belichick. If you're going to go down that road, and I think they need to go down that road of an experienced head coach. Flores was a guy that I'm really enticed by. I love Brian Flores, and I think what he can bring to the table for an organization if, in fact, he gets a second opportunity. I don't think this is the right fit. There's something in my gut that's preventing me from saying this is the right fit. And if you're going to hire McCarthy and you think the Giants have enough talent, now why wouldn't you just go for the better head coach? Is anybody going to try to tell me that Mike McCarthy is a better head coach than Bill Belichick? Come on. We're not really going to have that argument, are we? It's Thanksgiving. Let's not get aggravated today. Let's try to enjoy the day. You can't say that Mike McCarthy's better than Bill Belichick. I could say that there isn't a coach alive or, you know, or gone, you know, dead, that's better than Bill Belichick. He's the greatest ever. The only knock, there are two knocks on Belichick. One is his age, which I think is ridiculous. He's 73. Okay, is it ideal to hire a 73-year-old? No, but the Giants situation is not ideal. And even if he gets this thing turned around, who knows what could happen in the next 3 years? You're telling me he can't coach till 76, 77 years of age? It's what he wants to do. So the one knock against Bill Belichick is his age. I mean, I'm not even going to entertain the idea, well, you only won with Tom Brady. You say, well, who brought Brady in? Who drafted him? Who developed him? Oh, guess who? BB, Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. So that's the one knock, his age. The other knock is his girlfriend. Now, I will admit, I don't want to deal with any of that nonsense. I hate the idea of it. Just the same way we get caught up in social media now. God forbid they show somebody's mother or girlfriend. You know, Jackson Darko's out there, makes a great play. They cut to his mother, and everybody's got you know what for his mother. Oh, like they've never seen a female before. Oh, my God, Jackson Dart's mother. It should be about what Jackson Dart's doing. So I'm going to try to eliminate that nonsense, whether it's Dart's mother, you know, Zach Wilson's girlfriend or his mother, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. I don't care about it. Now, I understand that she, Jordan Hudson or whatever her name is going to draw a lot of attention if Bill Belichick were in fact to come here. But I am going, I'm sifting through that garbage and just looking at who is the best head coach. And the answer that I continue to come up with in my own mind is Bill Belichick. Gruden was a thought. Okay, yeah, McCarthy. All right. Yeah, Brian Flores. I love what he can do. I love his demeanor. There are obviously reasons there. You know, the lawsuit, all that stuff. But more so for me, it's the inexperience that would make me a little nervous to go all in on that. The Giants have to hit on this. They have to. Now, I should say, we don't know the state of the organization with the health of Mr. Mara. So that's obviously a priority here. It's why I've kind of laid off the gas a little bit in going hard after the Giants for continuing to employ Joe Shane. Let's just see what happens the rest of the way here, the rest of the season. But if you're just talking about a head coach and you believe that some pieces are in place, and they are in place, some pieces are in place. It's not a full rebuild. If this were a full rebuild, would I be saying I want Bill Belichick? I wouldn't. I wanted Bill Belichick for the Jets under the assumption that Rodgers would be back. Belichick and Rodgers, to me, were appealing with that team. Now, maybe the Jets are better off for going in a different direction. Cleaning house, okay, it is a total rebuild. Mucci, Aaron Glenn, you at least know the direction. How it ends up, who the hell knows? The Giants are not in a total rebuild spot. And as the report came yesterday from Josina Anderson saying a couple of teams are interested from the NFL, a couple of teams in the NFL are interested in talking to Bill Belichick, and, you know, behind the scenes, at the very least, about head coaching jobs during this carousel season. This is Josina Anderson's words, according to league sources. A third team could also enter the mix. Any rate, this is the most important part from her. Belichick still has deep respect from a number of owners across the league, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Well, you wonder why. I mean, how can he ever have respect from the owners across the NFL? I mean, maybe because he's the greatest head coach that ever lived? So, forget the Jordan Hudson stuff. Forget the age for a second. Look at the list of head coaches who were out there. You saw the list that Jay Glazer reported on a week ago. Tell me definitively that you feel better about any of those names than you do about Bill Belichick. I'm going with BB. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, I don't expect this to be a reality, but it should be. And I do expect, I do believe Josina Anderson's report. I don't know about everything she's doing or where she's working and all that stuff, but I do, she's connected in the NFL, clearly. I do believe that there's some truth to that. Does that mean Belichick's going to get hired? Who knows? I'm going to give you one example before we get to the calls. Look at the team that Belichick was last, I guess, closest to being hired by. The lowly, pathetic losers in Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons. Jets are going to get a good look at them this weekend on Sunday as the Falcons come here. And for what will be, like that is such a bad game. I don't even want it a part of my quadrant as I'm watching the games on Sunday. I'm already going to be on edge because I got crap. The holiday weekend's over. Got to go back to work starting Sunday night. You know, with SNY, then Monday, who knows, whatever. I don't even want to watch that game. That's how dreadful the Jets and Falcons matchup is. But look at the loser, pathetic, lowly Falcons of Atlanta. They had the opportunity to hire Bill Belichick. He actually wanted that job. Liked the owner, respected the owner. And for whatever reason, Arthur Blank sided with general manager Terry Fontenot, who again in year five has a losing team. Again, in year five has a losing team. And now he's going to be on his ass along with Raheem Morris, the guy that they hired instead of Bill Belichick. So when you think about the young up-and-comer and hot coordinator, look no further than the loser Atlanta Falcons. They made a mistake. And they'd be fortunate if they had the opportunity to hire Bill Belichick again. And if they do, they better take it. The Giants are in a spot where they, I'm assuming they could hire Belichick. Again, who knows what's going on with the hierarchy here with the health of Mr. Mara. But let's say that everything goes okay in that regard. You don't think Belichick loved this organization. You don't think he'd want an opportunity to be the HC of the NYG? I'm not turning that down. Especially, like, if Mike Tomlin shook free or one of the Harbaughs, different story. Because I think those guys, or Andy Reid, those guys are great. Sean McVay, those guys are great head coaches. And obviously, you know, they're a lot younger and have a longer future at the very least. But those guys aren't available. At least it doesn't appear that that's going to be the case. Get me BB. Corey is on Long Island. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say our focus as a Giants fan, our focus is on the wrong place. We should not be focusing on the head coach, quarterback, wide receiver. I feel like the Giants have lost their identity. The Giants were dominant in the 80s because they had a big offensive line and big defensive line. I know it's going to sound crazy, but I feel like instead of having somebody like a Jackson Dart or Malik Nabers, we need to have a dominant offensive line, a defensive line.
But I'm not sure what you're talking about, Corey. I mean, I don't know if you heard any of the first 10 minutes of the show. I'm talking about the head coach, and you're talking about everything other than that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have Belichick, but I feel like for the last 12 years, we've been focusing on getting a quarterback or a wide dominant wide receiver.
Well, I mean, they built a defense that was supposed to be really good. I mean, look at all the money invested in that defense, and thank you for the call. Look at all the names on that defense. We all talked about it coming into the season. The Giants were supposed to be built to be a good defensive team, or at least have the defense lead the way this year. And what many people, you know, the same people who are calling me now saying, you Giants are close, they're going to win 11 games next year. Those same people said the same exact thing last year. They said the same thing last year. Well, we got Russell Wilson, a competent starting quarterback. Jackson Dart eventually going to take over the reins, and the defense is going to be great. Abdul Carter, baby. Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, Burns. And here we are, where the defense has been the main culprit for the Giants' failures this year. Hasn't been the offense. I mean, it's been a lot of everything, but you get the point. So I don't think that the Giants were lacking identity trying to build a defense. That was supposed to be their identity. And quickly we learned it was not the case. Their identity became futility yet again. I mean, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Is it too much to ask to have teams competitive in New York for Thanksgiving, the football teams? And the answer is absolutely yes. We just want to have them be relevant for our Halloween. They can't even get us to Halloween, let alone Thanksgiving. I mean, once we reach November, we know the football seasons around here are long gone. So it's always about the head coach or the GM or who the next quarterback's going to be. That's why, to me, it's imperative they hire a veteran head coach. Who do you trust more to make the most out of what the Giants have on this roster? Mike McCarthy or Bill Belichick? I know my answer, and it's not particularly close. Andrew is calling from East Chester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal. Happy Thanksgiving, you and yours, brother.
You too, Andrew.
Kind of already made my points for me. I want no part of Belichick. The age, you can't discount it because they're going to have to go through the coaching process again another 4 or 5 years. And as far as a girlfriend goes, we really need, you know, her on the back page of the Post. We don't need the circus. You know, Carolina is desperate for that juice because they're not a big football school historically. We don't need the circus coming to town.
I'm with you.
That's the only reason why I'm anti-Belichick.
Right, but Andrew, think about that. Think about what you're saying. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't want the circus either, man. I can't deal with it. But I think in today's media world, the way that we are with social media, there's always going to be some kind of circus. But let's agree there for a second. We don't want the circus. I'm willing to overlook that because I believe in him, the head coach. Who do you want to be the next head coach of the NYG?
All things considered, give me McCarthy.
See, there you go. So we're along the same lines, and thank you for the call, Andrew. Happy Thanksgiving. We're along the same lines in that we want a veteran, established, former Super Bowl champion to be the next head coach. Well, if we're there, why not get the best one? Belichick is the best. And I guess our difference, Andrew, is that you don't want the circus. So you're like, give me the second best option or third best in McCarthy. I mean, you could throw Gruden in there as well. I'm going to the top. I'm overlooking the nonsense with his girlfriend. Who knows how long that's going to last? Who knows if there would be a change if it happens in New York? I mean, there'd have to be some kind of, I don't want to say agreement or talking to, because what are you supposed to do? It's his personal life. And he can't help. Like, I don't think Bill Belichick wants this circus. It's the media that is causing this circus because of how old his girlfriend is and because of how young she is and because how much she wants the attention. The media is feeding into what she wants to do or wants. This has nothing to do with Bill. You say, well, he allows it to happen. That's his girl. What do you mean allows it to happen? It's his girlfriend. She's allowed to do what she wants. What's he supposed to suppress her? And he got hired to be the head coach. They didn't make any change in North Carolina even with that circus. I don't think they like it. A lot of it has been negative attention. But let's just forget that for a second. While acknowledging it's a part of it, is that the most important thing? It's a bigger deal because he's been losing in North Carolina. Do you really think if you had one season to get this team turned around, you'd rather go with Mike McCarthy than Bill Belichick? Joe is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I love the offense we got. I think we should keep Kaffa and make Spagnuolo an assistant coach. I tell you one thing with the Giants, they are so entertaining. This is so much better than last year. At least we're in the games. And Sean, with that third-round pick with the two sacks, he hit on his first four picks. Carter's going to be a monster. If you keep Kaffa and you bring Spagnuolo in as an assistant head coach, they're going to roll. Because one thing Spags knows how to do is unleash the beast.
Joe, I hate to break this to you. I'm assuming you're a longtime Giant fan, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so you lived through the glory days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Parcells.
86.
O.J. Anderson, Dave Meggett, all those guys. Banks and Carson.
Belichick.
Yeah. Whoa, hold on. Hold on, I'm just saying, you lived through all that, right? Die Hard, Big Blue, all those. Yeah. Tiki and all, you know, getting that Super Bowl even in 2000 with losing, obviously, Eli and Coughlin. Okay,
yeah,
all of it, yeah. Rodney Hampton, right, Keith Hamilton, all those guys.
Harry Carson, all of them.
How do you go from that, Joe, to saying that a 2-10 year has been entertaining and you've enjoyed this season?
Because last year was the worst possible year with Glennon and the other clown.
Yeah, DeVito, I get it. Joe, don't you think it's time that we raise the expectations a little bit again for Big Blue?
I think when you got a 23-year-old girl on your arm, I think there's only one thing you're thinking about. I don't think the Giants are the top priority.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my man.
That's fair, but that's also different. And thank you for the call, Joe. That's also different than talking about how you're excited watching this team. Like, yeah, we all wanted to see the Giants be more competitive this season, and they have been more competitive, but they're 2-10. At the end of the day, they're the first team eliminated for the second straight year. Doesn't that make you angry and frustrated? You're happy just like, oh, well, at least they scored 27 points. And not me. I'm sorry, I have higher expectations than to settle for, while it is better or more aesthetically pleasing because they're scoring more points than it has been the last couple of years, 2-10 is 2-10 anyway, you slice it. I could argue that this year is even more infuriating because it shouldn't be 2-10. That is a separate issue than saying you don't want Belichick because of his girlfriend. And the way that I would counter and say, well, when he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend, the only thing on his mind is something else, not football. Well, then why is he coaching? He doesn't need the money. You think Bill Belichick needs the money from North Carolina? The answer is no. He loves coaching. That's what he loves, more so even than his girlfriend. Now, I'm sure he likes some of the stuff that comes along with a girlfriend. And maybe for a Giant fan, you have to hope that maybe the relationship will run its course in a few months. You never know with these things. I mean, it happens with girlfriends, with marriage, happens all the time. But forget that. Just focus on who. Shouldn't we all want the same goal here? We want the Giants to get better on the field. Forget about the off-the-field stuff. We want them to get better on the football field. One way to do that is to hire the best head coach available. Tell me again definitively who's the best head coach available. Who is better definitively than Bill Belichick? There isn't one. You can't tell me it.
It's a trick question because there is no answer.
We'll power up later on as a Thanksgiving theme. We don't need to do the power up with the NFL rankings, especially without BT here. We'll get back to that next week. We got the 3RQ coming up. A lot of these little things that we had a perfect parlay pick segment. I got my Turkey Day teaser, which is a must. I mean, for Thanksgiving, I don't bet as much as I used to anymore, you know, just because you lose and then you get aggravated and you don't want that. And then I also think about it like, okay, let's say I love something. Let's say I love the Chiefs tomorrow and I put $100 on it. Okay, great. I want $100. What's that going to do? It's not, it doesn't matter. You know what's going to happen with that 100? I'm going to flush it right back down anyway, probably in the next game when I roll it on the Bengals. But on Thanksgiving, I do want to have a little extra juice and some fun, so gamble responsibly. But we'll give you a little Turkey Day teaser, perfect parlay pick segment later on as well. Working some baseball stuff throughout the course of the show. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Let's get back to the phones here. Start of the show, talking about the Giants head coach. And to me, finally, I've come up with my decision. I don't expect this to be a reality. I don't care. It's what I want to happen. It's what I believe should happen. I think McCarthy's a reality, and if you're going to hire McCarthy, you should just hire Bill Belichick. Odd that we'd be talking about this, too, on a week where the Giants play the Patriots. We'll do much more on that on Monday. Obviously, it's a Monday night game. It's Wednesday, so it's way in the future, that game. You get the games tomorrow, a full slate on the weekend. But I wanted Belichick with the Jets last year with Rodgers back. I wanted Pete Carroll with the Jets, with Rodgers back. That's where I would normally go, especially for these franchises here that continue to rely on first-time head coaches, and it just hasn't worked. Hopefully Aaron Glenn can buck that trend. I would not do that again if I'm the Giants and go with an inexperienced, no doubt about it. You need to find a no doubt about it guy with experience that's had success before, especially with where their team is at. And the names that keep coming up, McCarthy, Gruden, Belichick, of those, I'm going with BB. Thomas is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Thomas?
Sal, thanks for taking the call, and happy holidays. I've really come to enjoy what you and Brandon do, and really want to extend positive vibes to you and your families.
You as well, Thomas, and we appreciate that very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
I'm at work, and I wanted to. I really like what Kafka.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Has shown so far?
Me too, actually.
If Bill Belichick is available, I don't care about the girlfriend. To me, she's an afterthought. I mean, he's getting that chicken. God bless him. You know, we're all, if you get to a certain age, but if you look at guys like that come from his tree or the Parcells tree, like two guys right away, Sean Payton and Mike Vrabel, when they go to an organization, they have an effect on the entire organization somehow, and obviously Belichick is even above them. So I think if there really is availability there with him, the Giants have to explore it to the full extent. And just love you so much, Sal.
Well, I love you too, Thomas, and thank you very much. And I agree with a lot of what you said. Even the Kafka part of it. I had I wanted no part. Before Kafka even put the headset on for the first time, I wanted no part of anybody who's been involved in this losing culture for the last several years. So it's maybe that's not the right way, but it would have been my way with this. So I wanted no part of Kafka. However, seeing him here in the first couple of games and how he's handled himself and the team over the first few weeks as the head coach, I like what I've seen, and I think he's shown some positive signs. I still don't believe that that's the best way for the Giants to go in this particular spot. He may have potential. Maybe he gets an opportunity somewhere else and could have great success. I would need to make the decision. Now, also, it's difficult for me to make that decision without... I've gone over this many times. BT and I talk about it. I would need to interview these guys. Like, it's easy for us to just be like, hire this guy, or I'd hire that guy, or I wouldn't hire this guy. But really, you need to trust, you hope, although the way the organization has gone, you can't trust them, and that's part of the problem. You would hope the people who are actually in the interview rooms for these day-long interviews, they would be able to get a better sense for who's the right guy that they want to lead the program. We don't have that advantage, so let's just go off of what we know. And you reference Mike Vrabel, for example. Yeah, Vrabel's a Belichick guy. Sean Payton more a Parcells guy, but obviously, you know, similar philosophies there and thought process where you have a guy like that that's going to take over the entire organization. Don't you think that Bill Belichick would do that immediately with whatever organization he walks into? And, you know, North Carolina is a rebuild. After Brady, it was a rebuild for the Pats. And it also wasn't as bad as everybody thinks. It just wasn't up to Belichick's lofty standards. The Giants are not a total rebuild here. They have the quarterback in place that everybody loves. They have some players on defense. Let Belichick come in, evaluate, make his decisions on what he thinks needs to be done, motivate certain guys, Dexter Lawrence, or move on from certain guys if he doesn't think they can be motivated. Let him build this football program back up to where it needs to be. And you could have some sustained success. And at the very least, he does that over the next 3 years and hands it off to the next person in much better shape than it is right now. And you're not constantly trying to rebuild and turn it over and start from scratch. And if you're of the thought you want a young head coach, you don't want to go the veteran, retread, whatever route. Okay, fair enough. That's totally different philosophy. Then maybe Kafka should be in play. You want to go with Chris Shula, defensive guy, whoever it may be. Fair enough. I disagree with that, but fair enough. If you are of the belief of you want to go with a veteran and you think Mike McCarthy should be the guy, that's where I have an issue. In no way, shape, or form would I ever choose Mike McCarthy over Bill Belichick. David is calling from Yonkers. What's up, David?
Oh, hi, Sal. I don't know where to start in terms of Bill Belichick. Number one, if you look at the last few years, the post-Brady years with the Patriots, his choice of staff, how he built his coaching staff, were horrendous. I mean, he completely ruined Mac Jones in terms of when he hired Matt Iglesias, who was a defensive OC, to be the offensive coordinator. He made terrible decisions. He completely alienated the media up there, which is a very important part of coaching, as you know.
No, I don't think so. He's been the same way with the media forever. How many Super Bowls did he win with the media like that? I don't care about that stuff.
No, that's fine. But his work with the Patriots after Brady left was a disaster. His the time that he's been at North Carolina has been, you know, he's hired friends, he's hired family, which he always does. He doesn't hire good people. And I think he's lost a lot in terms of...
All right, so who do you want? Who do you want?
I would go with a young... I would not go with McCarthy. I would go probably with one of the younger... Somebody like... I know he's not available. Like the guy who's with the Bears now. I know he's not available.
Yeah, Ben Johnson. Okay, so right, you want to go take the hot offensive coordinator, you know, like Brian Daboll type.
Or defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay, Brian Daboll, Joe Judge, you're thinking along those lines.
I mean, look, you know, in terms of the Belichick tree, Joe Judge, Josh McDaniel, disaster as a head coach. Romeo Crennel, disaster as a head coach.
I know, but we're not trying to hire those guys, David, although I'd still be open to Josh McDaniels. We're talking about Bill Belichick, and thank you for the call. And you could disagree. You want a first-time guy or a new guy, a new hot coordinator, because you believe the potential, the unknown, is better than the known of Bill Belichick. And that's where we vehemently disagree. For the record, post-Brady, Belichick, it was not as bad as everybody makes it seem. They were 7-9 the first year with Cam Newton. I mean, Cam Newton stinks, and they were 7-9. The next year, with Mac Jones, they get to the postseason 10-7. The following year, 8-9 again with Mac Jones. Now, those aren't good years, especially not to Belichick standards, but those years would be the Giants winning his years in the last decade and a half. And then, obviously, his final year there, 4-13, and then they decided to pull the plug and move on. Which he's there forever, and, you know, I could understand that. Even though he's the greatest head coach of all time, it's going the wrong direction. I could see New England wanting to change direction or just change the feel with the organization. It doesn't mean Bill Belichick has forgotten how to coach. I'm not going based off his record the last season, his record the first season with North Carolina. If he stays at Carolina, let's see what he does in year two. And by the way, maybe Belichick has lost it. Maybe the game has passed him by. Just because I want him doesn't mean I'm going to be right. You know, I have been wrong before, but I want him. And I think of all the options that have been reported that have been out there, I'd rather ride with Bill Belichick. I'll take that chance that Bill's still got it for 2-3 years to take the Giants back to some credibility and some winning football. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Nick is in Neptune. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? How are you?
Good.
Yeah, so I just kind of want to piggyback on that last caller's point. So I tend to disagree with you here with the Bill Belichick point, and mainly because, listen, I agree with you. He is obviously one of the best coaches ever, right? But I think, and I don't think the game is passed him by. I think he's, you know, still could be a good coach. But it all goes back to the decision-making the last few years. And you're not only bringing him in to be the coach, you're going to have to bring him in to be pretty much the GM as well. He's going to want to be doing everything.
We don't know that at this point. We don't. I'll let you finish. We don't know that, though. And I would tend to agree with you. I don't want him coming in just running everything. I want him to come in and work with somebody he's comfortable with working with. I don't want Joe Shane here either. So there is going to be a vacancy there.
Okay.
So let's say Thomas Dimitroff, something like that. Somebody that's been proven before that Bill can work with. But I don't want him just running the entire ship. Go ahead.
Totally agree on that. I think the problem is, even if he wasn't doing that, it really, again, goes back to the decision-making. And I can't get over the fact that, and maybe his records weren't that bad, like you just kind of stated with the last caller, but I can't get over the fact that he had Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, who are not offensive guys, calling plays for that team. That right there is the biggest red flag going forward for this guy. And I really don't care about his age. That doesn't matter to me. And his girlfriend, I mean, who gives a you-know-what?
Right.
Like, that doesn't matter. I think the biggest issue is this decision-making and the fact that he had Joe Judge and Matt Patricia calling plays on offense, two guys who have never been offensive minds. That is a problem. Like, that is a huge problem.
All right,
and I don't want to overlook that.
Fair enough, but I mean, again, he's giving coaches, and thank you for the call, Nick, who he's worked with for a while, opportunity to do something different. Generally, these coaches, you know, you hear defensive guy, but generally these coaches have done a little bit of everything. You know, you work your way up maybe from special teams and you go coach the D-line, then maybe you coach the O-line or quarterback's coach. A lot of the coaches have been versatile in coaching multiple positions. So in that particular case, I mean, we know Matt Patricia to be a defensive guy, so do you want him calling offensive plays? Joe Judge, we know him to be an awful head coach from what we saw, but you want him calling offense? No, especially in today's day and age where you want the innovative, wide-open offense type style. I'll put it this way. I'll trust Bill Belichick. I mean, if you want an offensive guy, you want to hire Mike McCarthy and you think he's better, fair enough. You want to go with one of the young offensive minds that you think is going to be the future like Ben Johnson, fair enough. I'm still not sold on the Bears. I think they're going to get their rear ends kicked by the Eagles on Friday, and I think they're going to go the wrong way. I'm not sold on the Bears yet. And just because it looks great in year one with Ben Johnson, we'll see what happens. It doesn't mean that that's a home run hire and a definitive answer. Everybody loved Dan Quinn with Jaden Daniels last year. How's that looking? Same thing with DeMeco Ryans and C.J. Stroud. Now, I know they turned around a little bit, but in the beginning, it's like, guys have immediate success. You have success for 10 weeks, and it's like, oh, we need to copycat that. We need to do that. Not necessarily. So, we'll see. And where is the hot offensive coordinator like Ben Johnson that's out there? And does that really add up to the next best head coach? We've seen it fail many times before. You know what's been annoying me lately as I scroll through social media like everybody else does? Although I'm not on TikTok. I'm on there, but I haven't done anything. I'm not active. I created an account because I know I'm probably going to need it at some point. But I don't watch anything. My wife does that. And I'm like, oh, good. At least I can watch my own shows now where she gets lost in TikTok for a while. I'm not on there, but I do scroll a little bit with Instagram. And I do scroll a lot of bit with the, with X, Twitter, whatever. Because usually there's more news on there. One thing that keeps popping up in my feed, and I'll tell you, I don't like when anything gets in the way of my Jessica Alba feed. That's one thing on there that I hate social media, but I'm glad that social media exists for the Jessica Alba Instagram page. That is my favorite. You just got to check it out for yourself because there's a lot of uplifting, positive quotes on there. Of course, that's what I'm talking about. Get your minds out of the gutter. I mean, she's very uplifting and a positive person and taking each day for, not taking each day for granted and trying to maximize things. I strive to be more like Jessica Alba, and that's why I love following her on social media. One thing that keeps popping up, though, in my algorithm, which must be busted, is you guys watch that? Oh, Dove and Rosie, there's no chance. But you guys out there listening, you watch the Jennifer Hudson show? Like the videos where she has a guest come on and then they walk through like a line of people and they're all dancing for some reason. Like, everybody's so happy. Life is so great. This is the greatest thing ever. Let's dance our way to the set. Okay. You see that, Rosie, at all? You know what I'm talking about? Rosie, you got to turn your mic on or turn the thing up. Is this your first day here? Here we go. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rosie?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sal.
Dove, I hesitate to... Okay. Well, somebody out there listening, I would ask in the newsroom, we don't know who's out there... Somebody out there listening has to know what I'm talking about with Jennifer Hudson. Even if you're just like a diehard sport. How does it pop up in my algorithm? I never watched the show once. Now, I'm not saying, like, she's a great actress or singer. She's a singer. I think she's a singer. She's great at what she does, and I'm sure the show is great, but I've never watched it once. And yet in my Instagram algorithm, I keep getting these videos of like, the songs that they, I mean, maybe I watched one once, and now I get, like, 500 of them. And I don't want to see it anymore. I don't believe that everybody is that happy in life all the time. I'd like to be. I want to be. Certain times I am. But that happy to where every show, every guest that comes on, they sing a song, guys, girls, whatever, it doesn't matter. They do the dance up the runway onto the set. How do you remove something? Rosie, maybe you could help me with this. How do you remove something from my algorithm or my Instagram feed? Do you have any idea how to do that?
No, I would just try to focus and search other things despite that, and you try to drown out that.
Well, I mean, most of my time spent on there is on Jessica Alba's page. So I'm saying I don't know how it goes from that to that.
There might be a setting where you can say you don't like this thing. Although I'm not sure if it's the same as pressing the closed door in the elevators. Nothing.
I'm still trying to figure out how to unsubscribe from certain emails that I get. And some of them make it easy. It's like, oh, do you want this message anymore? Just unsubscribe. So I'm not sure about that, how to get rid of that. But enough. Nobody wants to see the dancing all the time.
I wonder what the connection is between Jessica Alba and Jennifer Hudson.
Maybe she was on there once.
I mean, there has to be a connection between the two.
Yeah, maybe there was. Well, I mean, Jessica Alba's not the only thing that I see on Instagram, but she's my favorite thing that I see on Instagram because she posts great messages, uplifting messages. I just want to be clear about that, you know, in case my wife's listening and anybody else. She posts great messages on there. It's fantastic. So I love, she's a great follow. You scroll through some of the pictures. I mean, you have to get through the bikini pictures and all that. But at the end of after you scroll through the bikini pictures from the beach, you know, and maybe the cooking pics with minimal clothing on. Like, once you get through all that fluff, you get to the real positive messages, which is what I love about Jessica Alba.
Can you share one message from her for us?
Yeah, not off the top of my head, but I have some saved, actually. Wise guy. What do you think? I'm lying? I'll read you one. Let's see. I got to go through my photos here real quick. But my point is, here's one. Is this one from her? Yes, it is. The problem is, you think you have time. This is a Jessica Alba post, one of the uplifting messages that I took a picture of and saved it to my phone. Now, this is the truth. While I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't enjoy some of the bikini pics, I did not save a bikini pic to my phone. And if I did, it would be in the hidden folder, obviously. On average, we get 80 summers if we're lucky. Don't put off the trip. Stop waiting for life to begin. Stay up late with friends. Get up early to watch the sunrise. Catch every sunset. Book the trip. Go on that hike. Go to the beach. Spend time with those you love. Tell them how you feel. Jessica Alba. Now, she might have ripped that from somebody else, but I saw it on her page. You know what I'm saying? That gets me motivated. You're right, Jess. I do need to book that trip. I do need to start living life. You know, and then I scroll to the bikini pic. Anyway, nobody wants to see Jessica or what's her name? Jennifer Hudson. I don't need to see the dancing. We get it. Your life is great. Everybody's great. Everybody's having fun. You could dance. You could sing. You could move. And Sal's in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
Sally boy, what's going on, my good man? How are you?
How are you, Sal?
Hey, I'm sure after some pictures and some quotes, it is uplifting, so good for you,
there
man.
There you go.
You got that page for you for that. Hey,
uplifting in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
I get it.
We don't got to know that.
Come
on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, how come nobody... Forget McCarthy, man. Please. Been there, did that. Don't bring me these retreads. If you can't get Belichick, and I'm on board with you, you got to get these veteran coaches here who can teach these guys what winning is about, who stays in their lanes, what assignments are, build up the program. You need that veteranship from a coach that can do it. If not, Belichick, Tony Dungy's out there. You get him out of the booth at NBC. You need somebody who could talk to these kids, and they're not going to go behind his back with lip service and then try to stab this guy. What does he know? He's younger than me here. So go get the old man if you can get him. Otherwise, leave Kafka where he is right now because it'll be his third year next year with this squad and at least let him build.
You know, it's actually not a bad thought, Sal, not the Dungy part of it. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. If not Belichick, I would not go with Dungy. Now, you could want Tony Dungy. I didn't like Dungy when he was in his prime as a head coach. So he was a good head coach. He's not at the level of Bill Belichick. So I would not even entertain Dungy, especially after all the time off. At least Bill has been relevant and been coaching. You may not like his record the way that it went at the end of New England or his record with North Carolina, but he's still coaching. And he's a far, far better coach than Dungy. But your thought on Kafka may not be a bad one. If it were me, I'd probably handle it one of two ways. I would definitively fire Joe Shane and everybody else associated with this losing mess for the last three, four seasons. Obviously, they won the first year, so really the losing mess the last three seasons. But I would fire everybody associated with that and hire Bill Belichick and a GM that he's comfortable with. Thomas Dimitroff will be my guy. Just a thought. But I'd be open to other suggestions with the general manager, with the front office, but I want Bill Belichick. The other avenue, if you tell me, well, we can't do that, it's not happening, Belichick doesn't want to come to the Giants, whatever it may be. The other avenue might, in fact, be to just keep Kafka.
Now, I don't love it, but it's not a total rebuild. And if I can't have the main guy that I want, why would I then settle for option B, C, D, whatever? Instead of just saying, you know what? Kafka's done a good job. Now we have to see how he finishes out here the final five games. And you see how the Giants look. But maybe that's what they're thinking. I would blow it all up and hire Bill Belichick. But if you're not going to blow the whole thing up, then maybe you just better. I wouldn't do this under any circumstance. I wouldn't keep Joe Shane and allow him to pick another head coach. If you're going to keep Joe Shane, and maybe that's the best way to say it. If you're going to keep Joe Shane, then you might as well just keep Kafka. Because at least that makes sense in accordance with your thinking. You think they should be better than they are. You trust the talent. So Joe Shane's the guy who's brought in the talent over the last 4 years. You trust him. And Kafka's been here, and he's done some nice things already in the first couple weeks. He's an offensive mind. Why take a chance on somebody else who you don't even know? At least you're familiar with Kafka. Why take a chance on somebody else as a first-timer when you could just roll with your guy here? Again, I would not do that. I would blow it all up. But I could understand the thought process of, if you are a believer in Shane, which I am not, if you are a believer in Shane, you could just continue with Joe Shane and Kafka here. BT and Sal on the Fan. Gary is in East Northport. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm calling because there's a name out there that nobody's mentioned at all as far as the Giants go. Now, would you agree with me, number one, that it's on the Giants? It's not the offense is the problem. I mean, we got some key injuries with Dart, with Scatterboo.
I think it's everything, Gary.
But we're scoring, I know, but you're losing
games. So I agree with you that
And I agree with you, but I think that where we're losing the games is on the defensive side of the ball. We have literally no DBs, no linebackers at all that can stop anything. The Giants rush. We got one of the top rushers in the NFL.
Well, on paper,
We're one of the top teams in what they call pressure on the quarterback. But the quarterback's still making the plays down the field.
Yeah, because Brian Burns is the only one that's actually tackling the quarterback and sacking him.
No, absolutely. And to me, Thibodeau is one of the biggest busts the Giants have ever had.
Well, and Abdul Carter has not had a great year. So, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been bad as a rookie.
Fair enough. I'm giving him a first-year break.
Fair enough.
But Thibodeau, is all talk, all fluff.
All right, so who's your name?
Here's my guy. And I wish you'd think this through, is a guy that's been here before, defensive mind. That's where I think we really need. Keep Cap as the offensive coordinator, but go get Steve Spagnuolo.
As a defensive coordinator? Are you saying as a head coach?
No, as the head coach. He's been a head coach. He didn't remember Bill Belichick went off to Cleveland and he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Spagnuolo. He's been off. He's been a head coach.
Yeah.
He's got fired. He's one of the best defensive minds in the game.
The problem is he was god awful. Thank you for the call, Gary. And he's been brought up plenty of times before. Neither BT or I want him to be the head coach, so maybe you're not hearing it from us, but callers have brought him up before, and we just shoot it down. I don't think he would laterally move to the Giants from where he's at with Kansas City. If you're Spags, why the hell would you leave that cush job in Kansas City? I mean, maybe for a head coaching job, if you wanted one more opportunity, but even with that, I'd just stay in Kansas City, continue to try to go out there and win more Super Bowls. That's it. You're getting paid. You want another opportunity to be in a head coach. Okay, fair enough. Maybe that's why he would want to leave, especially with the Giants, which a team that he had success with as a defensive coordinator. Problem is, you look at what he did as a head coach and even as an interim head coach with the Giants. I mean, just not good. He was 1-15 with St. Louis. Okay, fair enough. It happens with a young head coach, young team. 7-9 in year two, 2-14 in year three, and then 1-3 as an interim head coach with the Giants in 2017. I don't think that would be the right move to make. If you're going to go down the veteran route, why not take a successful veteran? There's still risk. Just because Spags has done it before and has been a high-level coordinator doesn't mean that there's no risk hiring him to be the head coach. If you're telling me you could get him as a D coordinator, sure. I don't think he would make a lateral move. So you're telling me you want to hire him as a head coach? I would not do that. I think you're chasing history there because you love him because of what he did as a defensive coordinator with the Giants. You would not be hiring him because you believe he's the best head coach. 808-101.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.